Herman Whitfield III died almost 1 year ago, killed in his parents' home after Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department officers responded to his mental health crisis. His death underlined the lack of options for people who need more specialized care. The full police body camera footage from that night was released in January, and as WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports, it shows how some of the systems intended to help Whitfield III failed.
The 911 call went out in the middle of the night. A call for mental health help. Help for a 39-year-old black man, an accomplished Indianapolis musician, and a beloved son. Gladys Whitfield did not know her child, Herman Whitfield III, would be dead soon.
He actually was born at the same hospital where they took his body when he died.
Herman died on April 25th, 2022. After six Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department officers responded to his mental health crisis. IMPD first released an edited, narrated version of the incident last summer. At the time, Chief Randall Taylor commented on the cause of death.
Nobody knows why this man is dead.
A few weeks later, the Marion County Coroner's Office ruled Herman's death a homicide. The Whitfields have filed a federal wrongful death lawsuit against the department. IMPD was ordered to release the entire unedited body camera footage. Hours of that video are now available to the public. IMPD declined to respond to a list of questions sent by WFYI.
Dispatch recording.
It was 3:30 in the morning. Indianapolis's MCAT, or Mental Health Crisis Response Team, wasn't on duty. It only operates weekdays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. After Gladys Whitfield called 911, IMPD officers Dominique Clark and Adam Ahmad were first on the scene. Herman's father came to the door and told them they should have called an ambulance.
Can you sit right there so I can see you and we can talk? Herman!
Officers tried to talk to him, but Herman wouldn't come out from the back of the home. He was naked. Herman's mom expressed worry as more police officers were called to the scene. She asked if they were going to kill him. The next two officers who arrived were Nicholas Matthew and Jordan Bull.
It was crowded. It was overwhelming. It was intimidating. It was scary. Our son is having problems. All these police are in here.
The back of the home was dark. No one asked to turn on a light. The last two officers arrived, Stephen Sanchez and Matthew Vert.
They didn't feel like taking time to negotiate with him or us.
The situation escalated quickly. Officers Vert and Sanchez were there only a few minutes when Herman suddenly rushed from his room right into their
stay
path.
Keep that taser up.
Herman was tased twice, taken down by officers, placed in handcuffs and held in the prone position.
Stay on his head.
Despite yelling at least three times that he couldn't breathe, he was held in the prone position, face down and restrained, until he became unconscious and unresponsive. The general orders, which are rules that guide police response, state that people should be placed in the recovery position as soon as possible. Officer Matthew had been on the force for less than a year. He was the only one to ask if they should put him on his side. Officer Ahmad said he didn't want him to get up again.
Well, yeah. He got his wish. He never got up again.
Advocates say Herman's death was preventable. Indianapolis therapist Bianca Harris is an organizer with the Black Church Coalition. She says in an ideal world, a trained support team would have come to provide resources to both Herman and his parents.
A police presence does not de-escalate the situation. It creates more anxiety.
The city of Indianapolis has been trying to find better ways to respond to mental health crises. A new clinician-led team will be dedicated to respond to mental health calls, but it won't always eliminate police being dispatched to a crisis scene. Community members want better solutions and have called for a system that's available 24/7 without police involvement. Many have rallied behind a bill moving through the current legislative session, Senate Bill 1, which could improve mental health responses statewide. Harris says its fully funded passage is a priority.
The state of Indiana should have crisis response teams to meet the actual needs of its residents.
Josh Riddick with Faith in Indiana says a collective call from everyone in all communities is needed.
I long for more in our community to say this is unacceptable and to feel that same rage and that same sadness and that same grief.
The officers involved in Herman's death are still working for the department but are on administrative duties. The criminal investigation is ongoing. The Marion County Prosecutor's Office has not filed charges. I'm Jill Sheridan, WFYI News.